listener production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. A moderate flood warning has been issued for the Nambucca River, which has already reached the moderate flood level at Bowraville. Minor flood warnings are also in place for the Bellinger and Arara rivers, with the remainder of the region still on flood watch at this stage. Parts of our patch have copped close to 170 mils of rain over the past 24 hours, and we could see similar totals today. Jane Golding from the Bureau of Meteorology says we need to prepare for potentially dangerous flash flooding.
The coastal trough that's been producing this widespread rain over New South Wales is now located off the mid-north coast, and so that's very much where we're expecting the focus of the rainfall to be today. So that means there's a very real flash flood risk continuing for that district.
If you need help, call the SES on 132 500 and a reminder, never drive, walk or ride through floodwater. Just a warning, some people might find this next story distressing. Four puppies have died in a house fire at Bonville, with a 27-year-old man suffering burns to his face and arms as he managed to rescue two other pups. The granny flat went up in flames shortly after 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Police have also seized cannabis plants and hydroponic equipment from a building on the same property. Another step towards protecting our region's koala population, Coffs Harbour MP Gurmesh Singh says the government's teaming up with the Aboriginal Land Council in Coffs as part of a project worth more than $500,000.
Basically help support habitat restoration, cultural burning in key koala habitats, as well as training Aboriginal rangers. So a great project, helping save koalas where they are on the mid-north coast.
Taking a look at sport in soccer, Coffs United looked to make up for a disappointing loss last weekend to Yeronga in the Women's Coastal League One. The side were unable to land a blow as Yeronga hit the back of the net eight times. But Coffs weren't the only side to suffer a heavy defeat, with their opponents this week, Sawtell, going down 14-0 to the ladder leaders. Listener.